Well, we're going to get into it. I'm Alicia.
And
this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. So, as usual, we're going to go ahead and start things off with some hot topics. Let me get y'all together real quick. And we'll kick things off. All right, Max, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so we're going to start it off with Blueface and Krishan. So, actually, they've been really quiet lately. I was surprised to see something. Well, I wasn't surprised, but it was just like, oh, they back in the blogs. So, Blueface seemingly responds to Krishan's recent post about the challenges surrounding her pregnancy. I don't care for no sob story. I don't care. So then he tweeted and said, I don't care for no sob story, bitch. This crib, get to it. So Krishan has been, well, I guess it's now out that they are single. They're not together. So she's been really kind of going through this pregnancy like by herself. And I don't think they've been like staying together recently, which is probably why we haven't been seeing them in the blogs. And he just,
they were just together like a week ago. They were at a club together.
Oh, I missed
like
that.
at a booking.
Oh, I missed that.
Krishan said it. She said all this kind of started him getting mad because she went out without him. He was just fine with her going out when they were out together.
Okay. So he's just doing regular Blueface shit. So what's the next slide? So basically they was going back and forth, and so this is the video that Krishan put out.
That is super loud. It's her getting cold.
Yeah, she was like just emotional. And so let me see. Should I read the caption? Okay, I'm just gonna read the caption. So she says, sheesh, I'm 20 weeks already, but when I seen the face of what was growing inside of me, I had to pray the fear away of being a mommy. I'm currently documenting the Zeus network, and it's super overwhelming because this pregnancy was planned, but now he don't see a future. Basically saying like he don't see a future with her. And so what else? He doesn't see a future with me anymore. We both done things to each other that we lost trust. So I was left with an option. Well, I was left with option aborting. I was surprised I'm that far along that it's no turning back from being a mommy. I instantly fell in love when I saw the face and heard the heartbeat, the bad thoughts. Like, I don't want to be rock anymore. I don't want to be famous. I fucked up. I should have stayed in school, but I have separated. But I had to separate my heartbreak from the biggest thing that I prayed for in the beginning. I'm not going to move out of fear. I'm okay with moving on. I'm okay with letting go anything that's not for me. Having a child won't stop me from making my money. Learning, developing more love and time for myself. I don't need a dollar from anyone to be here for this child. I'm blessed and highly favored. Ain't heard that in a while. So that's the only thing that matters right now. I can't wait to show my journey through the ups and downs in this experience. Through it all, I'm going in. And that's my first time actually reading that caption. And I love that for her. As I was reading it, she was like, period, Krishan, move on without his ass. You can do good all by yourself. I'm glad, like, that she's... sober Krishan, she's just, like, realizing a lot of things with Blueface. That's a toxic relationship. And then he had the nerve to be at his baby mama house, that stewy-looking bitch. And she just be around there laughing, like, everything key-key-keying. Like, do you not realize he running back to you when it don't work out with who he really want to be with, who he make the money with? And he's sitting there saying, this bitch at... Blueface is on some type of drugs. You can't tell me he not. He on some type of white drugs. Because his mouth was moving so weird. But it was just him disrespecting her in front of his son. Like, And his son looks like such a sweet, innocent little boy. And the way Blueface, like, Hatton is, like, trying to turn him out. Like, even when he was trying to get him to cuss and was like, he was like, no, my mommy won't like it. He was literally saying, like, oh, I'm not going to get you this if you don't say it. Like, Blueface is just a whole different story. But I'm glad for Kashawn that they had a little back and forth and stuff. She, you know, put out some of the text messages, things like that, because he's making it seem like he don't want this baby and this, that, and that, when he for sure told her that he want the baby before in the text messages. It proved it.
You want to read them?
You can.
No, we'll both read them. You want to be Kashawn or Blueface?
Kashawn.
Fine. Okay.
You're the villain.
Let me zoom in. I can be the villain. That's fine. All right. You go ahead.
Y'all excuse me because this is... Ooh, I got to zoom in. Real. Okay. What the fuck? I'm not even doing that. I'm not even on that at all, Blue. Jay was with him. He wasn't hitting on me the fuck and stood where I stood at and had my location. Jay literally was like, Kashawn, I'm gonna go with him. I said, all right, bet. She said, all right, bet. Let me know if you need anything.
I'm not even gonna pretend like I care. I'll be back later. And then
I want my money. Kashawn stopped sharing her location. I want a deal. So whatever want to do it, let me know.
So you have that abortion, you stuck with me, baby.
Uh-uh, you gotta read it how he said.
Till you have an abortion, you stuck, baby.
Nah, I'm not stuck anywhere. You just being evil. It's cool. I have someone else come get my money.
Okay, better find a bad motherfucker.
it'd be the thing that, like, I need somebody to bust him in his shit.
Nah, never mind. She acting weird. Just pick me up at 3. Don't be late, please.
I'm not. Boom, 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 Kashawn. I'm not. But you acting like I feel that anyway. Like, going with her got nothing to fold with your son. Your son cool bringing a bitch like you need. Like, you need a her to still be with your son. Baby, what's up? And I was doing that because that's what I would be wanting to do with Kashawn. Because ain't no way I'm finna come get your motherfucking ass.
I was gone, just take him. But she acting like she gotta go. So I just said, never mind.
Take him still and say, fuck the bitch. I don't gotta go because I respect whatever. I don't gotta go because I respect whatever. You know, you got going on. Oh, okay. I don't gotta go because I respect whatever you got going on. But what the fuck is this bitch included for? Which I agree. Why do your mom... Go ahead. That aggravates my soul when baby mamas try to do that shit. Like, girl, let that boy get that baby.
It's okay. I'll just go with you and come back kick with him after. It's okay. I don't want her to go anyway. That's why I said never mind. It's really not a big deal. We're just finna be gone for a few weeks, so I want to spend time with him. His birthday coming up this month and shit, but it's not your problem, baby. None for you to worry about. For real, I'm gonna make it work. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't either. But basically, they just had a lot of. She just basically putting it out there that he been on this. He already know what's up, and he just don't like for her to do him. He don't like for her to do her, and
She was supportive of him getting his kid, right, and being a dad and all that type of shit. And he just wasn't interested in it.
Yeah. So now, because she doesn't really want to be with him. Well, I feel like she deep down still want to be with him. It's just he just such an asshole. And it's like too much. Like, I feel like she's just not really more so caring about it right now. But
yeah, she's sober.
Yeah. So he don't like that. So he was all with the baby and, oh, I want the baby, this and that, and that, when she wilding out every day, but now she's sober and really realizing what the hell he put her through. He don't want her to keep the baby, but it's too late now. And I hope that Krishan, if he still act like that, don't never let him see that baby girl. He already talking about telling his son, have I ever watched you for more than 20, he just said 24 hours or an hour. Like, that's her.
He said 24 hours. And his ugly ass baby mom in the background.
No, bitch, you happy?
You're happy that your baby don't do nothing? That makes you proud?
You had another one?
You're a proud parent?
Oh, you had another one.
You're goofy. That's how I know No Child Left Behind really got y'all fucked up in the head. Y'all not smart, no, baby.
Y'all happy. I need to get in the field and go to that doctor's office real quick.
No, for real.
So,
but anyway,
yeah, moving along,
we pray Krishan has a safe, healthy pregnancy, mm-hmm. child, free from the stress,
free from blue face, because that blue face is coming with stress. So hopefully it's mm-hmm. just her and her therapist in there with her having that baby. I won't even say her family.
What's next?
Okay, so moving along. Okay, if y'all watch Housewives, y'all know Kim Zolciak. She was on like the earliest. Well, she's been on like recent seasons too, but she's like an OG housewife from Atlanta. Her and her husband Croy, make it big, Alicia.
They owe $1.1 million in back taxes to the IRS. And they owe some money to the state of Georgia as well. $15,000 to the state of Georgia as well.
Yes. And if y'all don't remember, a couple of months ago, this is like some months ago, but it came out that their house was going for foreclosure and they tried to clear it up saying, oh, we still in the house and this and that and that. And everybody was like, well, yeah, we'll see in a couple of months. We'll see. And look what's happening.
Like the foreclosure randomly went away.
Right. Now, that's why. This popped and up. They was posting. Their daughters was posting. Oh, we in the house. I was just at the house yesterday, and we're not going nowhere and stuff. And now y'all hit with a damn lien. And then on top of that, so this came out. Then what else came out is they asked filing for a divorce. So if y'all know
from each other,
yes, from each other, they both filing for a divorce. If y'all know, Kim and Croy was like this. Croy was Kim's bodyguard, damn near. He was on every Housewives mm-hmm. episodes in the scene, like, which I don't mind that. However, it would annoy me if you feel like you have to have your husband literally everywhere you go. Like, say if it's a girl's night, we just going out or whatever, and your man's coming, that's aggravating. But ain't nothing wrong with that.
He's just sitting in the car yeah, when they were at parties.
You don't got nothing.
Like, he used to literally be exactly. there, just that's sit in the car. Like, that's weird.
Five kids together. Four kids.
All them damn kids.
But, yeah, so basically she is filing for, I think she's filing for sole custody. She wants custody, but she said they can do joint, but as far as her basically having the kids more, and she wants
primary physical custody of the kids and joint legal custody of the four kids and spousal support and to restore her maiden name.
Yeah. Okay, so what is Croy's last name? What's his last name?
Bierman.
Got you. I ain't never even heard her go by. I've always.
She's Zolciak Bierman. She hyphenated it.
Oh, that's her kid's last. So she must have gave. I wonder if he did. He adopted them. I remember on Housewives. That's why her daughter has that last name. That's her last name. What's her daughter's name? Mm. I can't think of Brielle Bieberman, however you say it. But I remember an episode he adopted them, and I thought that was so cute back then. But yeah, so they getting a divorce, and a part of me is just feeling like they kind of doing this to save themselves.
They would still owe the money, right? Though, I mean, it wouldn't make no difference.
Maybe it's just don't know. Maybe it's a... I don't know. Because it's so weird. Because I didn't... I mean, you never know what people have going on behind closed doors. But I didn't see nothing in regards to... It's just really... It's quite interesting that they're just now getting a divorce because of all of this. And it's never...
People say financial stuff be making it... Marriage but you know hard. What? Truly and honestly, I don't know what he ever saw in Kim. So
and I'm not surprised.
I thought it was a long time coming.
And Kim ain't even that old, mm-hmm. but she looked that old. And
look at her. Every time I see her face, I'm shocked. I don't know who this woman is.
Kim
asked, she looks different every time.
Also, she lives above her means. She just swears she's this rich bitch.
Yeah, she does.
And Kim.
That's why they owe over $1 million in debt. Because
if y'all know, okay, so Kim was an ex-football player, has not played football, and I don't know, since before they got married, he hasn't played football. So I don't know. I know they had Tardy for the Party, the show and stuff, but other than that, I don't know how they was making their money. Because, I don't know. Maybe they were just spending, and ain't really that much money coming
out. So, and yeah, he also is filing for divorce as well. And so he wants he wants sole physical custody and primary legal custody of the kids. Like, he doesn't want her to have them at all.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm not even gonna hold you. I don't know if I'm mad at it.
And look, this is his first marriage. His first kid with this lady. Yeah. She already was coming in married once. And with two kids, she was definitely.
I wonder how long it will take before we see.
And I feel like she was eventually waiting for this moment. Got all them kids by that young man, and now you trying to just take them, and now you want spousal support. But I thought you was the rich one, honey.
Listen, it's so weird.
It is.
I'm over it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the drama with them. We can move right along. So I thought this was very interesting, and I want to see how you feel about Alicia. So, okay, yeah, we can talk about this. Okay, wait. So, Brooke, from Housewives, Basketball Wives. She used to be on Basketball Wives a long time ago. Her and Jackie fought then, and she's on here years later or whatever. So, if y'all don't know Brooke's daughter, I'm talking so fast, like I'm trying to rush. But if y'all don't know, Brooke's daughter passed away in a car accident not too long ago. And, you know, she was just expecting the girls to be there. I guess she was assuming Jackie should have been there the most. Maybe she just got that feeling. Basketball Wives has wrapped, which was really quick, but I heard they stopped like mid-season and then started back episodes, and that's why the reunion is so quick, but whatever. But so they basically talked about it at the reunion, and that's what they have to say.
So are they friends now?
From what Brooke was saying, they were friends. Yeah, they were. She from what I was getting, they had to be friends, because ain't no way you gonna think that if y'all not really cool. I mean, yes, she'll maybe reach out, but ain't no way you was thinking that she was gonna be there for you like you thought she was, because she was holding Jackie up to a high pedestal. So it had to give. They had some type of relationship. They built a relationship after all of that, because that was years ago when they fought and stuff. So,
gotcha. I haven't watched Basketball Wives in so long.
I haven't either, girl. That's why I'm like, dang, the reunion here. Like, I knew it was on, but I wasn't watching it. But here it go, y'all.
All right, I'm about to play it.
100 miles a minute right now listening to this, because you sit here and you say, you know, how great of a friend you've been to people, but I really feel like you're not.
Okay.
And the reason why is because when my daughter passed away, you didn't even send a one flower. You've been in LA. You didn't knock on my door to give me a hug or just to sit next to me quietly. You showed absolutely no support.
First of all, I didn't know what to say. And I'm so
Most
sorry.
Most people don't.
Well, Jackie, tell them
why.
That
I didn't, it wasn't that I didn't show support. I called you and I talked to you. Is that Tyler Renee? Is that your friend or your sister?
You didn't show me support.
I'm glad we're having this conversation, because I'll be honest with you, I knew that it would be a touchy situation when I saw you again. It hurt my heart to hear about your daughter. I sat and I cried for hours. I have two daughters. I didn't call you, but it hurt my heart that this happened to you. You have been through with your husband. I sat in your house and I talked to you for hours. So don't sit here telling me I'm not a friend, because that's a lie.
What me and my husband went through has nothing to do with the death of my daughter. And it's in no comparison whatsoever.
I didn't know what to say.
Okay, you don't have to say much. Everybody was going through emotions. Brandy showed up. Dusty showed up. Brittany showed up. Production showed up.
I showed up.
You don't need my baby's dress.
I think we all expected more from you, though. We all did.
Saying that you're the leader of this group and you take great pride of saying that.
Thank you.
And expressing that, I think she just expected a little bit more from you. And
a lot. Let me say something. I wanted to give you the space to deal with the grieving. I've never lost a child, Brooke.
I grieve 24 hours, exactly. 7 days a week. So what space do you
think
that I need?
How am I supposed to know?
What?
You just lost a child. You wouldn't have known what to do if it had been one of ours.
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, you would have did it your way. You would have did it your way.
Right.
Hush, British, because I got to be able to make her understand this.
I don't understand. How you gonna apologize, but you didn't know what to say then?
Hold on.
Hey, wait.
No, come on.
I'm not moving.
No, come on.
This wasn't even something that I plan on addressing, but me sitting here listening to your bullshit story about friendship with Jen is some bullshit.
I said, I apologize, Brooke. I'm sorry you...
Your apology.
You should go over on your side. No. I am. This is for your safety, please.
Girl, for whose safety? Yours.
No, it ain't for mine.
No, for real.
It ain't for mine. Get up, Brandy. I ain't worried about that.
Can we go to break?
Because...
Yeah, no, for real.
Yes, we're going to go to break, but I just wanted to hear this real fast because this, I think it's important. I think it's important for her to verbalize, too.
I do,
Jackie, wait a minute, Jack. I need you to be quiet.
Okay.
Okay, so where do we go from here?
Because
we can't do anything about the past.
It just kind of made me take steps back because it just left me... feeling like you're not the person, a friend on the outside that I thought that you were.
If you feel that this platform with me isn't something you want to be a part of, then maybe it ain't the place for you.
Oh. If it wasn't the platform for me, then I would exit. What are you talking about?
I think it's time for everybody to go get some water and take a break.
I agree.
Just
we'll
focus,
be right back.
Just focus on
emotions are very heavy.
For real. That was cutthroat.
We know she a little touched, but child.
Okay. So, what I have to say about that is... I've been in a situation where a friend has lost, a loved one. And I try to be there as much as I can. Now, what Jackie was saying, you're right. You don't know what they want to hear, what they going, you don't know if they even want to talk. However, I'm definitely going to reach out and let you tell me you need space. I'm not just gonna, she needs space, I'm not gonna reach out. Like, as a friend, I'm gonna be there the best way I can for you. Like, that was wrong. How Jackie handled that, I don't see how Jackie two-faced, because Brooke had to see a side where she thought Jackie would reach out, because this reunion, Jackie doing that for TV, because what did you get out of her not wanting to be on the show from her telling you, I thought you was going to reach out, and then saying, I don't know where this is going to go, but if this ain't the platform, but who said anything about this damn show? And I would have been just like, Brooke, I'm not stuck in the show like you are. Like, she's talking about her daughter that just passed away, and you, like, Jackie, just own up to it. You was not there for her. Own up to it. I think she would have took that better if she wasn't trying to make so many excuses about why she wasn't there. Like, I reached out to your friend. Like she said, my friend is not me. I'm confused. Well, not I'm confused, but Jackie, like, what's going on?
Right.
What you got to say about that?
I feel like Jackie was just making, like, she was deflecting 100% because she knew she was dead wrong and she was trying not to look bad on TV, and so she was really just trying to flip it on to her and being like, well, maybe this isn't the show for you and blah, 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 and really trying to get, like, the heat off of her because she knew she was dead wrong. And it's honestly It's a little sad because I haven't watched Basketball Wives, like I said, for years. But Jackie used to be my favorite. You know, she's a little crazy. She's a little messy. But, you know, she used to bring the tea. But I never thought that she was, like, a bad person. After watching that, I'm kind of feeling like she's kind of a bad person.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought she was a bad person when the whole thing happened with her daughter. Something was just, like, me leaning towards her daughter way. Like, Jackie was definitely mistreating that daughter. She was definitely... So, for her to say, I have two daughters, but you only... girl, that's T right there, child. It's a whole bunch with that. But, yeah, everybody knows Jackie favors her light-skinned daughter that she has with Doug and not her darker...
Oh, I kind of know about that.
Her darker-skinned daughter. So, when that happened, it kind of was like, Jackie, you kind of feeling right.
But, yeah, like I was saying, I feel like it's definitely sad to hear, especially, like, that's something I've gone through personally. So, people have literally... I feel like it'd be fake as fuck, and people be fake. People be, like, fake. I honestly don't even talk about losing my son very often just because people are awkward about it, and I feel like it'd be putting me in a weird position of, like, consoling other people. Like, I remember eventually it came up, like, in conversation with this one dude, and this nigga literally started crying, and I was just like, it's okay. Like, I didn't even know how to react to it. Like, what the fuck are you crying for? You didn't even know him. Like, it was just weird. But, like, I remember when, like, it happening and having all these people reach out to me that I hadn't talked to in years. They reached out when it happened, and I have never heard from them since then. And so it's like, y'all were just reaching out to reach out. So I'm not with that fake shit. So, like, you could have kept that. But then people who I was close to, I thought I was close to, maybe they reached out that one time and that was about it. Or even when it came down to, like, my son's memorial service, y'all couldn't show up. We haven't spoken since then. Yeah. We haven't spoken since then. You could have called out of work for that. Right. I'm sorry. Like, that's no excuse. So, that's really, it's just, people are going to be how they're going to be. And it's sad.
Yeah. Because I could hear the hurt, like, in Brooke's voice. Like when Brandy sat in between them, like, when she was like, this is for your safety, Jackie. Brooke done already tussled your ass once. Now, Jackie, calm down. This a whole type of different anger that she got towards you right now. So you may want to chill out and hush. And they really should have. Yeah, it was getting heated. That was sad. It was hard to watch.
But either way, let's get to the next topic.
Oh, we talked about her right here. Okay, so Cardi B, if y'all don't know, Tasha K, Cardi B won her settlement, her lawsuit over Tasha K, and she's garnishing, like, her wages or whatever, but now she's to seize another $640 from Tasha K's YouTube earnings. So, let me just read it. So, last week, a judge signed off an order allowing Tasha's property to be seized in order to pay. What? What is that? $3,868,753.47.
Basically, Cardi is just going to keep taking this girl money. She's gonna waste money on legal fees, waste our time. The blog's gonna waste our time, keep posting about it. We don't care. Yeah. Cardi already got money. What is she? Turn the light on, Max. You're sitting in the dark.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was gonna do. I had my windows open, but it's getting dark. Y'all don't talk about my lighting. It's not the best. But yeah.
Not all of us have studio quality.
Oh, that's even worse.
Okay, y'all gonna have to do.
But yeah, anyway, that's it for Hot Topics. so let's go ahead and get on into the docket questions for this week. So our first docket question is, what's a deal breaker in a friendship? For me, I don't really think I've had a lot of like full falling out friendships. I think they've kind of fizzled over time. The two I can really think of, one was, I was young. We were actually roommates at one point, and it was just like, she was just moving really weird, and she didn't like my boyfriend at the time. She didn't like the fact that he would be at our apartment. She had a kid. Fine, whatever. Even though our apartment was really big, and like the way it was set up, I had my own room, bathroom, and we would be over there. She had her own room, bathroom, be over there. We would really never interact, but whatever, fine. So I stopped being over there because I was finna be with my niggas, so we would just be at his house, and she felt a way about it, and so I just moved out because it just was drama. She's like, do you even want to live here anymore? Like, you just did, like, it was just giving a lot, and I'm like, okay, like, whatever. So that was a situation with that. It was really just kind of annoying. So I paid him at the last month I was there, and I just dipped. She was gonna have her mom move in anyway, so she didn't need me. I just left. And she stole some of my makeup, so F you. Anyway, and then my other one, that was more, she really tried it. This was COVID time, and she basically tried to get like a fake unemployment check sent to my apartment instead of having it sent to hers, and she thought she was slick, and my baby daddy said that, and I didn't believe him. I was like, man, whatever, and he was right, and I hate the fact that he was right because he likes to bring it up sometimes. But yeah, I had a real falling out with her, especially because I had a kid at that point. So I'm like,
and really, let's not forget when you brought it up to me, I said, Alicia, if you think that's what it is, that's what it is. Alicia said, let me call you right back.
And then I was so heated because Max ended up hanging out with her like 2 or 3 days later. I was like, oh, this bitch want to hang out with her? You did. Y'all went bowling, and you not for to pretend like you didn't, because I was so mad.
Okay, yeah, we did go bowling, but I was there with Nene. Oh, I'm saying
I don't
name.
Care.
Lord, I'm saying name.
I don't care. I was mad. I was sitting in a hospital tight.
Your name,
I was like, but she's you sitting there. She's like, oh, and da 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 was there, and Gigi, I don't go fuck. Gigi was there, and blah blah blah.
But
and I'm just like,
I wasn't hanging with her. We was out in a group care. That, okay, yeah, long, whatever.
But
either way, deal breakers for me. By me too.
Deal breakers for me is when you doing something that could fuck me up, when you looping me into your bullshit that could get me and my family fucked up.
Yeah,
that's me. Go ahead, friend.
A deal breaker for me, I've stopped being friends with someone who I thought was always low-key, like just being shady, just like for no reason, or like low-key just thinking that, toot your own horn, but literally making it like known that you're so much to a higher standard. Like, I really had like a friend, an old friend, and this is an example that I'm going to use because we eventually stopped being friends, and it wasn't even after this, it was after something totally different, but it was still in the same thing. Like, girl, you sitting here talking about me, I don't get it. But basically, I had an ex-friend, I felt some type of way when I was reaching out to her about, had to be something with a job or something. I wasn't necessarily asking her, like, I must have asked what exactly do she do or something. I asked her something in regards to that, but it wasn't for me. I was definitely asking for a reason, whatever the reason was, I can't even remember. But I definitely remember I asked her something in regards to her job or about a job, and she basically was like, she told me, and then she was like, yeah, but you would, like, you wouldn't get it. It's like, it's basically like trying to downplay me, like, yeah, but you wouldn't get it. It's a lie or something she said. And I'm just like, I wasn't asking that, but okay. Like, what you, like, so that was one little thing. Mind you, was still cool with her. And then something else went on with us, and she basically gave me, like, I don't like when friends literally are slow, so I give them a pass. But when it's me, they're not giving me a pass. Like, the shit you be doing, the shit you done went through, that I can walk you like a dog about. And I'm telling you one little messy little thing that I got going on, maybe with some guys, when I'm talking, you know, maybe something. And it's just like, oh girl, I could never, and da 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 da. You in a hole, huh? Like, so I don't like stuff like that. And then went to Twitter about it. Girl, so yeah, she had to get cut off because she basically like threw a subliminal. But yeah, I don't like the sneak dissing, like real, yeah. Like that's, I don't like that. That's not cool. Fun shade, you know, fun shade is always friendly or whatever. But when it gets to a point where it's just like, oh no, you throwing shade for real. Like, I don't get it. So yeah, I have cut somebody off for that. And I really don't like, so I put like three things, because I don't really like just nasty people. That'll make me not even want to be your friend. Also being overly clingy, I don't like it. Like, I'm like that to a certain extent with guys who I talk to, maybe if I'm feeling them and stuff like that, like, oh, okay, I want to be with you. But as far as like a friend, it's just like certain things, like, I don't know, I'm not your man. Like, I need space. I feel like friends all need space. So I feel like if you can't respect my space or think that I have to do literally everything with you, and or get upset when I don't, or things like that, which it's been friends like that who I'm no longer friends with. And yeah, so I don't like the overly clingy. I don't like that. That aggravates me, because I'm a Taurus. I get in my little moods. I don't feel like talking. I get moody. No, because now it's like I'm gonna talk to you with an attitude, and I don't want that. So just give me my space sometimes. I don't like friends who just have to be with you all the time, like,
right? Me. All right, so let's go ahead to the next question. Would you date a man with an OnlyFans? Go ahead and answer it, and then let me know if what you think my answer is.
It depends on what OnlyFans is for.
You know what it's for.
Okay, no.
He's not necessarily, like, he doesn't have to be actual intercourse with somebody else.
But he's doing something to get you turned on.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And I think that, okay. Alicia, you have surprised me. So I definitely think that you would not mind. Long as you knew about it, I don't feel like you would even.
That's wild. No, that would be weird. I wouldn't.
Alicia, you are funny. It's like the stuff I'm like, Alicia, and then the stuff he's like, no, I would never. No,
I'm not. No, that's not for me. No thanks.
Well,
I just feel like, I mean, do you? You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here policing people, but not my nigga. I don't like no internet ass nigga, no way. Not you putting your thing on the internet at that. Like, that's just taking you too far.
Exactly. That's, I don't the like first my nigga on live. No, I would not like that.
I don't like my man on live. So why would I like that? I don't know. No, thank you. I literally thought of this because a little, you feel me, talking about some, he had just started one. I said, oh, that's what's up. I mean, if there wasn't already indicators that this was gonna stay at this level, right. You done stamp that in. Shout out to you if you listen to this. But anyway, Yeah, so that's pretty much it for the docket questions. So let's go on and get into our next topic. So this topic, we are going to go ahead and talk about our top three favorite white celebrities. Well, I said three. I don't know how many. Yeah, top three. I put three. So, you want to go ahead, friend?
Okay, so the first one on my list, I think, because I'm not looking at my list, but I actually do want to change one of the people I put. Well, I'm just saying one of the ones I did put. Well, who I'm changing it to. Tyre Chrisley. I love him. I hate what he's going through. Yeah, I know you don't know him like that, but the Chrisleys who got in trouble for the tax fraud thing, him and Julie.
Oh, that gay man?
Yeah.
Who's married to a woman?
Yeah. That's my boo. I love that family. I love the Chrisleys. Literally all of them. I just love them. I love them. What's your top one? Your number one?
Mine aren't in any particular order, but the first one that came to mind for me was Jack Black.
Jack Black is cool.
I love Jack Black movies. I always think he's so funny. Like School of Rock, love that movie.
I put for one of them, I put the guy from, so his name is Jake. I don't know how to say his last name, but he plays in Prisoners. Southpaw. The actor in that movie on, what's a movie that you've seen him in? Jake Gallius. He's an actor. He played in, you seen that ambulance movie?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Him. I love him. He's like one of my, girl, I just remember who was my top one. I can't. Believe, I forgot, and I want to see if you're gonna guess it. But yeah, I like him.
I have no it. I know who you've said before, and I don't believe that.
Say it.
That's who it is.
No, I'm saying go with yours now. But that's my second person. Oh, I really like him as an actor.
My second person I put is Will Ferrell.
Oh my God, I forgot about. Girl,
love me some Will Ferrell.
Do you know you threw me completely? I said, what white people do?
It took me a minute. I was like,
oh, this one.
I Googled white celebrities. I'm not even going to hold you because I couldn't think.
Oh my Lord, I'm drawing a brain fart. What white people do I like? I could not think of you.
That's
too funny.
Hard.
It was hard. It was. My third. Oh, so who you think?
I know before you said you loved Mark Wahlberg.
And ding, ding, ding. That's my last one.
He's racist, guys.
I love me some Mark Wahlberg.
He's racist. He's charged of a hate crime, but okay.
Wasn't that when he was a teenager, though?
I'm sorry, I didn't know racism had an expiration date. He out here trying to get the thing, trying to get it removed from his record. And them Asian men had, he was not no kid. He knew what he was doing. Right, he did it twice. First to them little black, first to them little, I'm going to speak up for the victims. First to them little black boys, those are fourth graders. And he chasing them down, throwing rocks at them. Then he went and beat up a Taiwanese man, knocked him out cold. Then when the police came looking for him, he gonna run up to another Taiwanese man, put his arm around him, pretend I'm with you. Old man like, oh, okay, cool. He don't know what's going on. Then when the police leave, he pushes him down. But he was a kid? Nah, I ain't go with that. That 5'8 man is a menace to society. And he's from Boston. And you know white people from Boston racist. That's all I'm going to say on that. I ain't never going to eat they burgers. Anyway. And contrary to Max's last person, mine is an ally to us all. She loves us Negroes. She always has. And that's Miss Dolly Parton. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I always here for the Negroes. when Whitney,
I knew that's what you was gonna bring up.
All the money that she gets from "And I Will Love You," "I'll Always Love You." What does she do? Give it to low-income Black communities, funneling that money. Stop playing. Her Dolly Parton Reading Rainbow, she gives free books to low-income children. Stop playing with me, Auntie Dolly. She with us. She always gonna have a plate, and I know she be throwing down in that kitchen. I know her greens be mad. Stop playing with me.
Nah, I'll let you get everything else, but I know that food.
You trying to say you don't? She from Tennessee. You think she can't make no greens?
Who knows?
Come on now. You know they learned from the slaves. They had wet nurses back in the day. Them Black people taught them how to put that fat back in them greens. Stop playing with me, Auntie Dolly. I love you. Okay. That's it for this topic. Max is a hater. Mark Wahlberg is racist. Let's go ahead and move on to our next one. and for those listening, Max's face, she's so tight right now.
Because I'm not going to go there with you.
I'm nothing if not a hater. I don't care if it was 50 years ago. I'm going to bring it up. Joe Biden, also racist. Don't think I forgot about that, sir. Anyway, for our next topic, we're gonna go ahead and give our first impressions of Bad Boys Texas?
Yeah.
The name of it? Bad Boys Texas. I've written out some statements about each person. I rewatched the first two episodes while I was at work.
Did you watch the third one?
You're welcome. I've already watched it, but I didn't rewatch it because I ran out of time because someone wanted to start early. So, we'll have to go off the dome for that one. But so I just kind of we'll just like talk about each person, and we can give our thoughts of each give your overall thoughts. Do that of the show.
Okay. My overall thought is. My foot sweet, my bad. Okay, so my overall thought of the show is it's very entertaining. I do think it's entertaining to me. I do feel like it's too big of a cast. Like some of them, like Prince, I can go without.
Whoa. Just give overall thoughts of the show, then we're gonna go into each person.
Wait, we're not doing the individual yet.
Yeah. Just overall first, and then we'll go
with each person. Okay, so overall show, very entertaining. Too many people. I'm not gonna lie, I enjoy it. I had me a little kiki watching it. I do feel like it's more entertaining than the last season. Like, the last season, it was entertaining, but it was just like, I don't know.
It took a while to get entertaining.
Huh?
The last season took a minute to get entertaining.
Yeah, like, it just wasn't... This one coming straight off the dome, so maybe that's why they put more people, I'm assuming. But it's... When I was watching that intro, I'm like, all these damn people!
No, same.
It's so busy,
same. It's a lot of people.
It's very entertaining. My overall thought, entertaining.
Same. It's a lot of people, but it is entertaining. I think... I'm interested to see how it's going to turn out. I agree, they definitely could have chopped a few people, and I'm here to let y'all know that I'm hoping I don't see you again. So we'll go ahead and get into the individual people. One person, I don't know his name. I will say it's already better because it's not the whole, are you team gay, team straight?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Weird that's shit. Really what it was giving.
I'm so glad they're not back because I thought
right,
that one light skinned boy was the same one.
It was so funny because that's how it was. But yeah,
literally. So first thought, we'll just go with each person. Jonathan, say your thoughts.
Jonathan, a kiki, a bully, a kiki and a bully. He'll have me laughing, but Jonathan gives me bully, and I don't like the bully.
I agree. He is kind of a bully. He's very extra,
very.
And I also don't understand why he still got that man's hair. How long has it been? You saw he had them in the Sprinter on the way to the house. He had them tucked into the hat.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
So in the second episode, he got the little twist. I don't. Yeah. Anyway, so confusion. Jonathan, Anthony.
Anthony gives me Bobby Lights with the face. I'm But Anthony gives me like
facts. I put too much filler.
You need to stop with the filler, but I definitely feel like Anthony just gives like that bitch. Like I feel like he's gonna be cool with you, but he definitely doesn't give me like drama. He gives like he's about his money. He wants to have fun.
Yeah.
Like he don't have time.
He can't fight.
Yeah. He give me like he's not. You know.
We saw that last season.
He don't have time for that because. He ain't about that. You know, his friends is about that. Yo, you ain't finished the third episode. You gotta watch it.
I saw them all.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's what Anthony gave me. Just about his money, not with the drama. Just wanna have fun, stuff.
I said that he can't fight. He has too much filler. And that $300 is pretty cheap for a section. So, that's interesting. Because that's what him and Jonathan were beefing over. The fact that Rio was let into a section. He was like, it was $300.
Who is Rio?
The dude that Milan's friend that showed up last season to try to fight Jonathan for the room. For Milan. Oh, because man. Milan can't... Yeah, the one that got Jonathan kicked out.
Anthony's not coming Jonathan, back. Kiki bully childish.
He is very childish.
Because that was childish to get upset with, especially if you and Anthony are cool, what that got to do with it? I'm trying, whatever.
Right. And that's why I feel like he was on Chef D's side or cool with Chef D jumping in the fight because he's the type of person who's going to be cool with you jumping your quote-unquote friend. But what's crazy is that him and Chef D, as far as I know, weren't friends. So for you to be like, whatever, let's just go ahead and talk about him. His teeth are too big, his forehead's too small, he's got too much Beijing on the side of his head, I hate his voice, and he's a dick rider, and he can't fight because he keeps jumping into everybody else's fight. Why the fuck are you keep jumping in behind everybody? Why is you hitting little ass Ara from the back?
And then
bro,
why he blacked
you about 6'6".
You blacked out.
And nobody checked him on that? Nobody called him out on it either. No, nigga, you're weird as shit. I just realized that's who Carisha was talking about. We're talking about some of your man's a chef, but he only got you one box of pizza. That's his bitch ass. Mm-hmm. He the chef.
I remember.
And them little ass water bottles. He looked like the type to buy them little ass water bottles. Cause
this was just like,
them big ass teeth.
Now I remember. That was him. Okay. Yeah, I agree with.
Cause he literally said it.
I agree with everything you said. Annoying, a dick rider, a follower. All of that. And I don't like, I don't care for him. Because I still don't think he was right for jumping on Anthony when Jonathan did. However, the overall thing, somebody should have called him out on that. Because that was just like, what the hell? Like,
because Ara was the only one who... No one else was in the room, really. Ara is the only one who would have called him out, but for whatever reason, didn't. I don't know, because he was just too mad at Lou. I don't know. But, like, it's just... It was whatever. Speaking of Lou, I got plenty to say. He's talking about some him, like, someone stepping in when two men are speaking about their own disrespect, blah, blah, blah. That's the whole reason him and Riley even got into the fight, because he's jumping in between... Riley speaking to Chef D.
Wait, who
okay,
are we talking
cool. about? Right. Lou. We're talking
okay,
about Lou.
Okay.
And that's why he got uppercut. Because
exactly.
he flaps them exactly. gums. Too busy bumping them gums. Then he running around behind John dick riding.
He literally didn't.
Carrying his jacket the whole time. I got you, sis. I got you. Like, he just really want to make a name for himself so damn bad. He did not beat up Ara the way they're making it seem.
He
Jonathan
didn't.
Just likes Lou better. Jonathan just likes Lou better, and that's why he said that. And everybody, most people in the house, dick riding Jonathan, so they all saying that. But that's not, he really did not
beat
him up.
They let him go a couple of little rounds.
Oh, a couple of little rounds. He maybe, the only round he got for real was the one he caught him by the neck.
Okay.
That was the only one.
So he got him twice. He did slap him, and then when he jumped up and did some type of kick and hit him, he did get him that time because he surprised Ara with the kick. But.
Yeah, okay. When he slapped him, that was when they first started. But I'm not counting that, because that's when Chef D jumped in and started hitting him. So he like slapped
him. I'm just
counting
him for the slap.
That's when
I'm just counting him for the slap. That was a quick little tap. However,
it was a quick tap, but I'm not counting him as winning that round because it didn't get to get finished.
Right.
Because that's when Chef D jumped in it, and so they broke it up. That don't count. Second round, Ara got that. Third round, Ara got that. Fourth round, he got. So he really only won one.
Yeah.
Out of the three actual fights, right. Actual rounds.
And then they're going to go at it again in another episode. And it's look like Ara going to get his ass.
Because he got him there, too. And he was sitting there whining about his damn glasses that got broke. Why was you wearing shades outside at night?
And then he's always talking question. About what he wearing. Like, nobody is checking for you.
Then I don't even, like, we wouldn't have known what it was unless you said it. That's why you had to say it.
I agree with everything you said with him, too. Can't stand him.
Period. Who else? Razzby, he's a dick rider. Yeah. That's really all I gotta say about
Razzby
him.
Razzby don't got his own.
He's dick riding Jonathan.
He don't have his own mind at all. Because
it looks like
he's
gonna fight Chef D.
Oh, I ain't know that. Why?
That's who in the clip from that's going into part four, episode four, at the very end of episode three, when Chef D jumps up on somebody, it's Razzby. I watched it back.
Mm-hmm. Razzby gives me a pump faker. He was doing all that when Anthony Friends came, he was nowhere to be seen. Then the next day, right. I was ready to fight. I was ready to do this. Razzby, you weren't gonna do shit.
He like came to the door or something, but it was just like it wasn't given. Really, none of them did.
What he was
like, right, none of them really did nothing.
The only one that
even the light skin.
I mean, he did run up on them, did a little 1-2.
That was it. And then had a we'll talk about him. We'll talk about Razzby. Yeah. So dick rider, and he dick riding Jonathan.
And then Jonathan finna switch on his ass, look like Tommy. Well, bitch, by labor.
That. he was performing his music. I was like, this seems awkward. skip. I was not trying to sit around that. Ara, I like him. He speaks his mind. He beat up Lou, which I had. I said he has a unique style.
I ain't gonna speak on his style because I don't think he's all the way there.
It's unique.
But Ara, I do like him because he gonna say what's real. He gonna speak his mind, and that's that. And then they were saying how Ara was the one that kept bringing it up or whatever about the thing. But then I thought about it because my friend was like, well, Ara the one that kept bringing it up. And I was like, well, no, to be honest, he was only bringing it up when the situation was at hand and everybody was already talking about it. He didn't just come up and say something because if I'm not mistaken, for Jonathan to even know what Ara said, somebody else brought it up. And then that's when Ara was like, well,
exactly.
I said, or whatever. So I don't feel like he was doing the most with it. I mean, he only brought it up when it was brought to him. He did beat up Lou, so I like him for that. I like how Ara be talking. He was just like, bitch, like I said. Like, he just so like.
Exactly.
I'm like, Ara. I'm
and like, you know, the producers be making them rehash stuff. How you feel about last night? Like, they be having them sit down and talk about everything. So anyway, I like him. Carry on. Why are you here? That's what I put. Why are you boring? Why are you here?
No, for real.
I don't know why he was there the last time.
Season with Gunna. He should have just left with Gunna because
he left there. That
I mean, to be honest, I don't. Maybe because I mean he is like the peaceful person. I'm assuming, but yeah. Why are you here?
So are you a bad boy? Is the question. Because are you a getting money nigga? No. Are you a fighting nigga? No. Then what kind of nigga are you?
Yeah, and then he be on the phone. All right. He just be saying shit. I feel like he say certain shit just so people can be like, he's so weird. I feel like he just do stuff like that. But yeah, Carry On is
exactly.
Carry On is non-existent.
Next, Prince. He was born on here. He was born on Love and Hip Hop.
Born on Love and Hip Hop. Don't want him.
Should have been.
And he's a dick rider.
I don't want
to fight Jonathan.
He
was sus on Love and Hip Hop too. That was a part of like the thing. They was talking about at the reunion that when he was dating that white girl. Mm. People thought it was fake. Yeah. Yes, Chad. Dorelli.
I love him.
We all do. Yes. I said he's funny.
When Luke kept flapping his gum. I said, "Oh, Rail ain't snap on him yet." And then as soon as I said that, his green screen came on, and he was like, "I'm trying to be a changed person. I'm not coming in here." I said, "Oh, Rail." Soon as he jumped up, Rail said, "Boom!" I said, "Oh, get him, Rail!"
Exactly.
You all in his face. First of all, Rail was being very nice. Like calm until he just, and then to be honest, Rail only
get your friend. That's your friend. Help your friend. When did he?
No, for real.
What did he say? Y'all shouldn't have jumped him. They shouldn't have jumped him. Why are you jumping into this when he was not talking to you? He was talking to Jonathan and D. Why? Cause you dick ride. Right. Why? Cause you want your 5 minutes of fame. Cause don't nobody know at you. All. And we won't when this show is over, neither. But yeah, I said he's trying to be like the little peaceful mama. He has little pearls on. I said, okay, mama of the group. I
Girl,
see you.
Girl had me dying yes. laughing when he came out there with his little tank top, crop top on with them beads. I said, right?
And I had.
And look, me and this girl I said was talking. Rail is very handsome. He has a very handsome face. Mm-hmm. He dressed like with his green screen. Like, he's just handsome. He is handsome to me.
Yeah. Next, I don't know that nigga name. The light skinned nigga. What's his name?
Girl, yeah, the sus one too, the down low one. I don't know his name.
Oh, you think
you're girl, you ain't fooling nobody. He ain't fooling nobody.
Girl.
Child, it's giving down low.
Him.
But yeah, him, the Chico nigga. I can't think of his name.
I couldn't either, and they never popped it up on the screen while I was watching it. They never popped it up on the screen when I was watching. As like, I literally waited, and they never did. So I literally put light skin on the paper, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I said he was kind of boring. He did his, I guess, little 1-2 when the Anthony's people popped up. But you notice how he had a wrist brace on the next day, and Jonathan was limping. Y'all niggas too old to be fighting if y'all gonna get injured the next day.
No, I didn't know this was a wrist brace. But I
got a whole wrist brace on.
What gives me, I mean, he's straight. He don't really be, he seem, you know, cool or whatever. He don't really be doing too much. He did pop off on one of Anthony's friends. He gives down low. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but he gets down low. Something is wrong with down low.
I didn't get that vibe.
But I get it.
You get that vibe with everybody.
I don't. And I'll tell you why I get it. Because he's more so like, he be like, so he gets, one thing that caught me was when he was talking to, I think, Jonathan or something. And he was just like, bitch, what you, like, he was talking to her like, bitch, like, I don't know really too many niggas that call their homeboys bitches. That was one thing.
I ain't see that. That was in the third episode?
That was in the third episode. The second one, he give me, like, he just such this hard-ass nigga. Let me stop saying nigga. He's such this hard-ass man, and he a savage, and this and that. It's just giving, what you hiding over there? What you hiding? If you like him, go ahead and say it. He is cute, but he give me down low. He give it to me.
I don't think so, but like I said, Max tends to lean, think most niggas are. Lastly, we got Orlando, breakout star.
We did all of them that quick.
Yeah.
Orlando, he's the perfect touch for the show. He just gives that funniness. He don't be in no drama. I actually thought this was gonna be a bad thing for Orlando because I thought he was gonna be wilding out on here, but he actually not. He chilling, like he just having fun. It looked like he just enjoying himself. Everybody cool with Orlando. Everybody love Orlando. That's why Jonathan was like, "Why you yelling at him?" He was like, "Yelling,
yelling."
I can't wait for that episode because I love a good.
I know.
I love a good stick up for Orlando because come on now, he's a a child star legend. Like, we love Orlando, even though he have his little issues and stuff. But I like him on the show. I ain't gonna lie. Every time he come on the show,
he's allegedly married. So
you said what?
He's allegedly married.
Oh, yeah, I ain't know that.
Nobody did, child. Anyway, but yeah, he's very funny. The comedic relief. Yeah. I'm here for it. Yeah. Natalie with her chin thankfully hasn't popped up in a minute.
Glad.
So
I'm so glad.
I thought she was gonna pop up when they went to the club.
Oh no, I thought she was gonna be at the door when it was Anthony Friend. I'm like, oh Lord, Natalie popped up, but it was Anthony Friend. Especially on there.
Me too.
She's not needed on there. Like, literally, let them do their thing. They can handle this. On the first season, she was on there.
I don't think she needed on Baddies either.
Me either. I don't either. I just think she need to be behind the scenes. But,
definitely.
She was on Bad Boys 1 way too much for me. So I like that she not on here like that.
But that wraps up our first impressions. We'll probably do it like a last impressions or whatever when the season's over or something, or a check-in if something crazy happens. Yeah. But we're going to go ahead and get on to our last subject, which is reasons you have blocked a guy. And I have a feeling I have more of these than you.
Oh, yeah. Because I didn't know we was doing more than one.
Why would we just do one?
All right, who going first?
You look at her face. For those of y'all listening, I just want y'all to know this is what I have to put up with. When have we ever done just one of something? Well, for real.
You know, I don't need to be blocking people like that. So I guess this is more so for reasons I've stopped talking to a guy that's blocking in my way.
It's blocking them for me because Max got a problem with blocking people for some reason. Anyway, go ahead and start.
Okay.
I got 5.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I'm going to do all mine. You don't got to do all yours.
Okay, so I do have one. Guys who I know I've stopped talking to somebody, like, if you talking about sexual things too quick, that turns me off. Like, I don't like that. And it's just like, what are we talking about it for? Especially if I don't bring it up. It's just weird now. Like, I don't know. I don't like that. Like, I don't like it. I don't like it. So I'll stop talking to you quick. Like, if you bring it up and we're not even talking about nothing like that. Like, it's just like, what? So, yeah.
First thing I have is get watching. Niggas be really in their feelings when your girl spends some money. Do I spend money? Of course. It's my money. Did I ask you for something? No. If I want to buy this purse, if I want to buy this MacBook, if I want to buy this iPad, that's my business. Why is you doing this? Blocked. I'm going to stop you right there, sir. We don't even have to converse because you can't keep up with me. And that's all right.
What's another reason? I ain't gonna lie. Asking for a favor too quick, it's just like, damn. We just started talking. Like, we just started texting. I don't like that, because I've been in a situation where I felt like I was the money man. And, yeah, that ain't it. I don't like that. So, if that's starting off rip, cut out.
So the next one for me is a dude that talks too much. I don't like a chatty ass nigga, especially one who can just like run his mouth. Like, I could put the phone down, walk away, go heat up some food, wash the dishes, come back, and you still talking. You're not the man for me. I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to part ways with you. I'm not gonna hold you. It gets on my nerves. I'm sorry. I like to run my mouth. And if I'm running my mouth and you're running your mouth, who's listening? Neither one of us. Nothing's gonna get done. I'm sorry. We're just not compatible. And I just personally don't like that. Usually when they're running their mouth, that's when you get to hear how they really feel. And it usually be some fuck shit. Every time it's been some fuck shit. So it's usually a safe bet to go ahead and just cut them off.
Right.
Go ahead.
What else do I have?
You want me to do another one?
Yeah.
Another one I have is people who get mad if I don't text back fast enough. I'm, for the most part, a fast texter because I typically always have my phone in my hand, but every once in a while I don't. And if you're gonna press me for not texting you back, or like, you're not just gonna double text me, you're just gonna have an attitude that I didn't text you back, I don't like that. And I don't have to qualify my time with you either. Like, you're not my man. So I'm sorry. Unless you I'm on your clock, I don't have to qualify my time. And let's be real, I don't qualify my time with people when I'm on the clock. So definitely not with you. You will get blocked. Do better.
One reason I will stop talking to you quick is if you inconsistent. I hate that. Especially if you act as if you inconsistent, or try to act as if you don't know why I don't be texting you. Nigga, for what? You text me, we talk, and then that's that. And then you don't reach out for another week or two or three. What is it to talk about, and why are you acting so surprised that I'm half-ass texting you? I don't like that. Mm-hmm. It aggravates me because it's like, what does SZA say? I can't even think of it.
I don't know, friend.
It's gonna come to me, and I'm gonna say it.
All right. If you talk to me like I'm a homeboy, don't hit me with no yo, no what's up with three S's, no what's good, none of that. Talk to me like a lady, bitch. I'm not here for that. I will block you. I'm sorry. I'ma hit you a first time. Why are you talking to me like that? If you do it again, I'm not gonna say nothing else. You will be blocked. I give one chance. That's it.
I know what she said. I be so sick, you niggas. Y'all contradicting. What's that one line she said? I be so bored myself. Then you come and fuck me. Basically, moral of the story, bitch. I be minding my motherfucking business, and y'all want to come intervening with my peace and my space just to dip right on out. I don't got time for it. Stop texting me. I ain't even thinking about you. Basically, more of
her.
Yeah, I don't got no more. Run through your list.
My last one is, if I catch you in a lie, and I feel like that is pretty self-explanatory, I won't always call you out on it. Sometimes I will just block you because my silence, it really be eating y'all up. Mm. That's when y'all end up emailing me, because you really trying to figure out what's tea. You know what I'm saying? That's when I get the DMs from the weird ass Snapchats late at night, and I have no idea who you are. Sometimes I will call you out, though. It just depends on my mood, honestly. Sometimes I'm feeling a little messy. Mm-hmm. And if I have the receipts to back it up. Because, you know, y'all liars like receipts, and I like to provide them. So if I have them, bam, bam, bam. Yes, I screenshotted your location watching you move. Go from this location to this location to this location. None of which are where you said you was going to be. So where were you again? Thought so. All right. Be blessed. I don't even got time for it. Thank you.
You heard me.
Yeah. And will. Because what you lying for? Ain't no reason to lie. You could have told the truth.
It ain't.
I wouldn't have cared. But you wanted to lie. And they want to play my face like I'm dumb. You know you're sharing your location. I ain't asked you to do it. You volunteered it. But anyway, All right. Well, that's going to go ahead and wrap up our show. I want to thank y'all for listening. Like I said, follow us on all our social medias. I'm going to have it linked down below if you're on YouTube or even on Spotify. I think I'll link it there too. Be sure to rate our podcast, share us with your friends, your mama, your baby mama, and your little cousins.
Period.
Anything else you want to say, friend?
No. Well, yesterday was my birthday. It's Taurus season, period. So if you a Taurus, shout out to you. Stay messy. Be blessed. Yeah, and we'll see y'all next time.
Period.
Peace.